This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've got the latest for you now on the shootout in suburban Minneapolis that killed three first responders. The AP's Donna Warder.
Two police officers and a paramedic are dead in a domestic violence incident near Minneapolis. It happened early Sunday in Burnsville, Minnesota, at a news conference carried by KMSP. Drew Evans, a superintendent with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, says when officers arrived at the scene, a man had barricaded himself with his family that included seven children ages 2 to 15.
And they spent quite a bit of time negotiating with this individual who was barricaded in the home. At one point during that barricaded situation, the subject opened fire.
Evans says at least one officer was shot inside the home. He says the paramedic also worked as a firefighter. The suspected gunman was found dead around 8 a.m., and family members were released from the home. None of them were hurt.
And early this morning, a deadly shooting at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis. One woman's dead, five other people wounded. No arrests yet that we know of. Another winter storm is pummeling California. Maybe flooding, hail, strong winds, even brief tornadoes possible. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
We're also looking at the potential for thunderstorms today across central California, so in the valley, like Sacramento Valley, and could be looking at a couple isolated tornadoes with that activity as well.
This morning, Russian officials are reportedly telling opposition leader Alexei Navalny's mother that it's not clear how he died. The Palestinian death toll in the Israel-Hamas war has passed 29,000, says Gaza's health ministry. At the NBA All-Star Game, the East beat the West, 211 to 186. This is AP News. Now about Jimmy Carter.
Friends and family say it's been a remarkable year for former President Jimmy Carter in hospice care. He turned 99 years old in October, and the Carter Center released this commemorative video.
Jimmy Carter, America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
His longtime sweetheart, Rosalind Carter, died in November, about 6 months after it was announced she had dementia, with a frail but determined Jimmy Carter attending her funeral. The Hospice Foundation of America says having the former president in the public eye in hospice has shed a new light on end-of-life care. The Carter family issued a statement saying it's pleased that last year's decision to enter hospice care has sparked so many family discussions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.